The journey continues. I met Benny the Boxer through a referral. He had been diagnosed with kidney failure and cancer. His caregiver had scheduled an appointment to see if anything could be offered holistically. Benny was very confident, stoic, and knew exactly what he needed. We did Reiki sessions regularly and changed his food and added some supplements. On some visits, Benny wanted to focus completely on himself. On other visits, it was clear I was to also focus on his person. After a year of seeing them, I showed up for our regular appointment, and she asked me if her dog, Benny the Boxer, was going to heal from his diagnosis and be well enough to travel with her the following spring. I paused for a second before answering. I was waiting for a response from Benny. Benny's very direct communication to me was, "Would she?" He was bringing awareness to the importance of her health issues and asking her to pay more attention to herself. Whenever Benny's person worried less, Benny's health improved. Whenever she focused her attention on his health and not her own, he got worse. He was a clear and concise teacher for her, inviting her to take time for herself too. He became full of vigor, vitality, and a cheeky personality. His person had a much healthier outlook on his well-being, thereby taking the pressure off and giving him the space to heal. Benny passed away peacefully on her bed one night, just the way she had hoped he would when the time came. I met Sadie May at an introduction to an alternative healthcare class I was teaching. My dog Dasher, our paths came together in 2007, and his teachings for me and others have been a blessing, a companion in every sense of the word. Was off leash in the training room, and I heard unexpectedly, "Can you please leash your dog?" Jen was concerned that Dasher and Sadie may clash. The workshop completed, and Jen made an appointment for me to see Sadie. Sadie and I had an instant connection, and through several sessions, we released her story and cleared some energy from her past. Jen and I became good friends and often joked about the way we had met. Dasher and Sadie became close buddies, and Dasher would always take care of Sadie out on our walks where she was nervous of others. We knew Sadie for a few years and enjoyed many good times together. Sadie and I had a very special and open communication that was not dependent upon an appointment, often very random experiences. On one occasion, Sadie kept sharing with me that there was some leak at the house. She showed me a dark area under the deck and that this was the cause of the problem. I shared this information with Jen, and she responded to me that when she checked the propane tanks that were located in that area, one of the covers was not screwed on completely, and there was in fact a leak. Sadie developed a tumor that showed itself next to her anus. It was growing quickly, and Jen decided to do surgery to remove it. The surgery was successful, but the tumor was determined to continue to show itself. Eventually, Jen decided that surgery was not the answer, and we worked together to find the energetic and emotional component to the tumor. In communication with Sadie, this was her baby and she wanted to keep it. Jen honored her wishes, and as it continued to grow, seemed to not affect Sadie too much, but was making it difficult for her to urinate and defecate. Jen would check in with me continually to see where Sadie was in any decisions that needed to be made. Sadie continued to want to remain here with her baby. Her choices were honored. One day, Jen contacted me to share that Sadie was ready to leave. We talked about what this would look like, and I shared Sadie wanted to be outside in the yard. Jen's veterinarian came to the house, and Dasher and I joined Jen and her partner outside on the lawn. When we arrived, Sadie came running over to greet us and then went back to the blanket. It was a beautiful day, sun was shining and the weather was perfect. The gardens were lovely and she was surrounded by her people and dog friends. Sadie left this world peacefully, and Jen had all the time she needed to be with her companion after she had passed. When Jen was ready, Sadie was gently placed in the ground and covered with flowers, crystals, and her collar. It was a beautiful and honoring ceremony that also helped Jen in her process of loss. Sadie was gently covered with dirt and her body given back to Mother Earth. Although Jen was deeply upset by the loss, she knew in her heart that Sadie had been honored in her journey and felt content knowing Sadie had determined how and when her life would complete. I have been blessed to help many people and their animals in this process, to bring clarity and peace at a time that can be so fraught with the unknown. Many animals are simply not ready at a time when the medical world would deem otherwise. I have witnessed many who are waiting for either their person to be ready, or like Sadie, her story to unfold her way. The animals will share with me how they choose to pass and any wishes they have for their people to carry out. Many ask for ashes to be spread in favorite walking places, or like Sadie, to be buried in the backyard. Our animals bring great gifts of better understanding of this life cycle process without fear, and it has been an honor to learn how to share their wishes with people and bring each of them peace and contentment. I have found that people who have taken this open communication route release more readily any doubt, fear, or concern about decisions they are making. Our animals do not want us to spend years feeling guilty about whether we made the right decision or not. They want us to spend years remembering the incredible life they had with us and the joy, smiles, and blessings the companionship brought into our lives. Our lives with our animal companions is one of the most enriching times we can experience. Their desire to enjoy life in every moment, their unconditional love, the adventures, laughter, and memories they bring are deeper than we could imagine. I wish you all a blessed life with your animal companions, both here on Earth and beyond. Perhaps the concept of hindsight is 2020 will enlighten your path in some way. Namaste, my soul honors your soul.